Kupa Mikael. When we go Pindapat, we look 1 meter ahead and stay with the Buddha. We don't look left and don't look right. Yeah. We are not interested in what's happening. Michi Sunanda, tell Michi Bindi that I want to have a word with him. Well, what is?
I think when I doing walking meditation,
continuously,
2 hours, so then I go to go for sitting meditation.
Yeah.
Then that time I always keep sleeping.
And then walk more.
Okay.
I mean, you can walk the whole day, yeah?
Yeah.
Or you can walk the whole night, yeah? Whatever, yeah? Whatever suits your character, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah?
But that time, so many thoughts arise very fast.
What?
Thoughts arise very fast. So.
I mean, you can try it. But then you have to use the internet, huh? Then you have to use the internet when you want to.
Not really.
What?
I download the video because I have my laptop with the Asivas videos already, but I don't have internet.
You have a laptop?
Yes.
Because how can that happen?
I need it for Asivas videos again. I thought if there's no internet, it's okay.
Well, if you use it, yeah, just for a super video, but
yes, Aja, I promise.
Okay.
And Aja,
and don't do it too often, you know. I mean,
No. That's why I forgot to ask yesterday. Does that mean I can be excused from going to Thai class going forward and use the time to
no
on my own?
No, I mean it is also helpful. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, even the Ajahn goes to Thai class.
But you already know how to form the sentence and speak.
Yeah.
I'm blank when I have to speak like that. It's like this, my listening is much stronger than my speaking.
It will come, but this also will help when you see other people speaking. Just listen, yeah? Just listen like a child listens, yeah? That's how a child learns how to speak.
I have been trying, Aja. I think my conditioning is too strong.
Yeah, yes. And this is, you have to go against it, this conditioning. I mean, as a child you learn the language, you know? I mean, why can't you do it now?
But as a child, I already speak the language, like,
no.
Casually. Yeah?
No, you had to learn it.
No, like, at home, because I
speak. Yeah.
Speak a few languages just at home.
Yeah.
So I'm already conditioned to know that language, and then when I go to school is when I start the writing and the proper form of the language, right? So now I don't have anything with Thai. That's why when I just learned.
Yeah, but how did you learn speaking informal in the family? But by listening.
Yes.
Yes.
My parents correcting me.
Yeah? So? Yes?
I don't have anyone correcting me. With
Thai. Yeah, the Thai teacher corrects you.
With me once a week.
I don't mean that you cannot do, you know, I mean the videos, you know, the Thai videos or Thai lessons, yeah, and so on, yeah? That's not a problem, yeah? But also, you know, it is helpful you just to listen. I still learn, yeah? I mean, after 27 years, I still learn some of the things.
You are like much better already as a...
And how did I learn it? By listening to talks of Lungta Mahabo.
That's what Meiji Andy suggested. That's why
yeah?
I will start she knows like a little talk is easier to understand. And she said long time talk is the most difficult to understand.
It's the most easiest.
The most difficult.
No. Yeah. Yeah, because she lives with her brain. I mean, a child does not listen with a brain, it listens with the heart. And that's how I learned the language. Even after 2 years, you know, I understood the language better than some of the Thai monks. Because I listened with the heart, not with the brain, you know, I mean, it constantly interferes with the understanding. The heart never interferes. And you have the MP3 player to learn how to listen with the heart. Yeah, I know, you know, these engineers, you know.
Speaking of engineer, last time you asked me to use my engineering skill to figure out how I can have interest with the Buddha,
yeah,
or the breath.
Yeah.
It's not a good answer then. It says eliminate the human.
It
eliminate the human.
It eliminates the human.
Because human error is something that will never go away.
No, I mean, I was talking about the interest. And then transferring the interest from whatever you were interested in to the Buddha.
Yeah.
It's nothing, you know, I mean, there's always this human aspect in it. But being interested in something, you know, what is interesting you, you know? When you worked there in Texas, you know, I mean, you had some interest where you could absorb yourself, yeah? And this interest, you know, I mean, the topic is this one, but you know, the interest in this topic, you know, put this interest of the topic into the Buddha. You need some skill for doing this.
Yes.
It's your life.
Yes. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's longer than so.
Yeah. And that's what we do, you know, we don't give up, yeah? So when the mind goes out, you know, then we bring it back, and we bring it back, and we are absolutely patient at what we are not. The Western mind or the Western educated mind is not patient at all. It wants results immediately, yeah? Or at least after 2 or 3 weeks, yeah?
My Asian conditioning as well.
Good. Good.
So, we are meeting today.
Yeah, okay.
And, I want to. If you want to, thank you.
Okay.
Because it is very precious for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you. I don't know what else to say.
No, it's okay.
I'm glad that I saw you again, and I have a different mood, and my mood is better.
Yeah, yeah.
And I am more confident.
The last 3 times you avoided me.
I know. But I'm glad I came back.
Okay.
I'm glad I came back, and then I can look at you, smile at you, and be like I used to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To go through the difficulty. Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah.
I started listening to your speech. I have so many things that it's not new for me because it's not new things for me.
New?
No, it's not new. You know, I heard it in different way of.
Okay.
You know, the spirituality thing, the course that I had, I mean, even in Islam, I get it that many things in Buddhism and Islam are really close together.
Yes.
Not only, but in some way.
Yeah.
I have a question. You said, okay, we should not change the past karma.
That's right.
Yeah. But my question is that, okay, you know, Islam and so many religions live in magic.
Yeah.
It's a tool.
Yeah.
You know, especially Islam told us, be careful about it, don't do that, don't do this.
Yeah.
if someone, the people, I don't know who, do some bad magic for me, blocking my good way, I mean, blocking in everything, my routine life, because I am normal.
Yeah.
I am normal person, but I mean, they are trying to block with magic, they are trying to block in my marriage, my work, it's very good things. So what should I do to remove such things? Okay, is it related or connected to my karma?
It is related to your karma, but you can protect yourself. If somebody is using black magic against you, you can protect yourself always with really sticking to the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
As long, you know, as your consciousness is on this one point, or your awareness is on this one point, nobody can enter. Nobody can enter. I mean, even spirits, you know, I mean, there are spirits out there, there are demons out there, and if you had connection with them in previous lives, you know, they try to, yeah, to manipulate you, you know, in the way that you manipulated others, yeah? But you can protect yourself, you know, by not letting them into your heart, yeah? And that means, you know, you have to really stick with the Buddha. That is the way that you can protect yourself.
I mean, it is really affects on me in on my life. Some days I feel really in a bad way, in a bad mood. I'm just crying. And I have so many questions from God, why you do that thing? Why you do let the people do something on me? And it is really, it makes me confused.
But it is part of your karma. It's not God who does it, or, you know, this person or that person. It is receiving the karma of your previous life, yeah? Yeah? So, I mean, you can accept it, you know, and let it go, yeah?
Yeah.
It's not, yeah, you can use the principle of whatever happens to me, it's not mine, it doesn't belong to me, yeah? So then you can look at it, you know, and once you can look at it, you can put it aside. If you say, yes, that's me, then there's no chance of getting rid of it, yeah? So you have to look at it, you know, like an object, you look at an object, say, okay, yeah, whatever happens to me is the result of my past karma, yeah? So accept it and then put it away. And as I said, you know, I mean, sometimes you have to forgive other people, you know. That is difficult.
You don't have to push yourself to meditate. No, when I come here, I couldn't do anything. As I really want, I have some views on my mind that I have to do it. I want a result, a good result to change in me, in a good person, everything. But I can't do it.
It is not important, you know, to change yourself. It is at the moment, it is important to see how you are. And that means, you know, you always go back to the Buddha, yeah? You don't let these things, thoughts, you know, that define you, yeah? I mean, whenever you think I'm like this, or I'm not like this, you know, I should be like this, I mean, just push them away, yeah? Just replace him with the Buddha. Just like you did in your whole life, you know, when you see something you don't like, you look somewhere else where you like it. Yeah? And that's the same thing that we do. Yeah? If you don't want to see that means you push it away with energy and then it comes back. Yeah? If you look at it, accept it, and then put your attention to somewhere else, then over the time it will not come back. Yeah? So don't push it down. Yeah.
To be here is an opportunity for me. I don't want to lose it because I don't know how can I come back again. Because my nationality and so many problems that I have, it's really getting hard for me to come back. And I want to really have something really belongs to me here, because it's a really big opportunity for me in my life. And if I will back to my home without nothing, it really hurts me, you know.
Yeah. But you go back with something, you know, if you stayed with the Buddha. Because this you can also do at home. Yeah. Always remember, you know, when you wake up, I'm with the Buddha, or I'm with the breath, you know, whatever you use. You can even use Allah, you know, I mean, whatever. Yeah. It is not important. It is important that we stick to it, yeah. And don't let these thoughts and memories, you know, overwhelm us. Because that is what is happening. Yeah. These thoughts and memories that define you as a person, yeah, these are overwhelming you, and then you think you cannot find your way out. Yes, you can find your way out by going back to the Buddha or going back to Allah, whatever is, you know, wherever you have faith into, yeah? Yeah? Buddhists normally have faith in the Lord Buddha, you know, so that's why they use Buddha, or they use Dhammo, because they have faith in the teaching, or they use Sangha, yeah, because they have faith in the community of holy people, yeah. But, you know, wherever your faith lies, you know, it doesn't really matter, yeah. If you use Buddha or Allah or, you know, or Jesus, even Jesus or Maria or whatever you want, yeah. Yeah. And this is your mainstay, and this, I mean, you have to understand this, that, I mean, you're only safe if you stay with your mainstay. So, be it the Buddha or be it Allah or whatever it is, yeah? Yeah? This is where you go back, you know, back to your home where you're safe. Yeah? The moment you leave Buddha or you leave Allah, I mean, of course, you know, all these outside things, you know, come back, yeah? And try to engage you, yeah? So if you just remember this, you know, and take it back home, then wherever you go, you have it. Yeah?
That was an excellent talk, excellent question. Very good question, you know. See, so, Rupo answered you very well. I mean, you can be happy no matter where you are.
I know it's difficult, yeah. I mean, especially, you know, if you're in a community where everybody says, you're like this, you're like this, you're like this, yeah.
Especially in my country, I grew up in a stressful family, stressful, back in country. I mean, I know it's related to my past trauma to be born in Iran, unfortunately, but yeah, it's really hard to live there. You have no idea.
It can be very hard to live in the ghettos of New York.
Yeah.
Or in Los Angeles, you know, I mean, in the homeless or under the bridges in San Francisco. Yeah. Every country, you know, has its part, you know, where it is terrible. Yeah. And every country has its part where it is really beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. It depends on, you know, it depends on your karma where you're born, yeah?
Yes.
But make the best of it, yeah? And that is, you know, I mean, if you learn something here, if you learn how to always revert back to your main state, then you're safe wherever you go. And don't push things away, yeah? If people say this, you know, that is their meaning, that is their opinion. It has nothing to do with you. Yeah? It's like you view this person as this, and that person as this, and other people view it differently. So, I mean, it doesn't define this person. Yeah? So it's the same thing with, you know, other people view you. Yeah. So find the mainstay, and that is the important thing that you have to look for. Yeah. So always, whenever you go into thought, go back to the Buddha or go back to Allah or whatever you want, yeah. Okay?
Very good talk, Rumbo. When especially just now you mentioned, when you push things away, there will be a reaction coming back.
Of course.
Very wise answer.
I mean, the moment you don't want to see something,
then the reaction will come back.
Then it will come back, yeah? Not only with the energy that it came first, But also with the energy that you pushed it out.
So coming more.
Yeah.
Stronger.
Stronger and stronger and stronger until it really puts us in a corner where we can't fight it anymore.
Yes.
And that's not good. Yeah? Yes. That's not healthy.
Yes.
We accept it, we look at it,
yes.
We accept it and put it
yes.
aside.
Right. Very, very profound way of seeing things. You ask very deep. Many people would repeat.
Okay.
Come. Okay. So.
Tomorrow, 9:30.
Okay. Cup Kong.
I like Cup Kong.
Cup Kong, right? It's the right answer, right?